welcome to a new episode of Welcome to Slam Town.
Hello.
Hello. Josh is back this week. Hi, Josh. We missed you.
What's up? I missed you guys.
Let's go. We're reunited.
Good to hear your voice again.
What's up?
Oh, man. Today we're covering something we have collectively called in our group chat Backlash Wee Wee Baguette Eiffel Tower.
Monsieur.
Because it's in France this year.
Yes. As
always, I'm your host, the sensational Sam Housen, joined by Mr. Intimidating Tim.
What's up?
Just joshing you. It's Josh.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, man. So we've got a very brief This Week in Wrestling. And what I wanted to bring up was Wes Lee returned Tuesday night on NXT, like way sooner than anybody thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. So happy.
I was watching it with my dad, and he really got a kick out of Obafemi versus Ivar. He was like, oh, crap, big guy. Oh, crap, bigger guy.
All of Spring Breakin' was really good.
Yeah. I thought this was a really fun, like, two-week special.
Yes.
Besides Wes Lee returning at the end of the North American title match, they announced how the first ever NXT Women's North American Champion is going to be crowned.
Ooh.
So on next week's episode of NXT, the female roster members will be competing in a combine, and the top 12, like, placers, I guess, in the combine will move on to qualifying matches the following week. And then the winner of those six matches will move on to a ladder match at NXT Battleground live from the UFC Apex, because when the men's North American title was introduced, the first champion was determined in a six-man ladder match. So we're doing the same thing for the women's belt.
Woo!
Nice. That'll
That's
be fun.
Exciting.
Early prediction, Sol Ruka.
Ooh, that's a good prediction. I was confused as to why Meechan showed up on NXT. It's like, didn't she just get drafted to SmackDown as part of the OC? But
it's like
whatever.
Let the young talent shine.
Right.
Like, I understand maybe like viewership, but like what viewership is Meechan gonna pull?
Yeah, right.
But I don't know.
Like when Baron Corbin showed up, I feel like he pulled viewership.
Yeah.
And I say it every time we bring it up. Baron Corbin, NXT run, really made me a fan, finally.
Yeah.
It was good.
Him on the main roster is going to be really good.
Oh, man. So Imperium broke up. Giovanni Vinci got drafted separately to SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out. I originally thought a super group of Logan Paul, Austin Theory, and Grayson Waller was going to be the move. Logan Paul, Giovanni Vinci, and Baron Corbin.
Oh. How does Baron fit in?
How do they fit together?
Logan Paul is a conventionally attractive blonde-haired man. Giovanni Vinci is a conventionally attractive bald guy. And Baron Corbin fits in because everybody knows bald guys always hang out with other bald guys.
Sam, your logic is flawless.
That's it. That's how they're connected.
Okay.
There was just three names I literally pulled out of a little cap that I have here on set.
Well, as someone who's not a member of the bald community, I don't want to speak on anyone's behalf, so I'm going to sit out of this convo.
Yeah, that's my culture, not your costume. yeah.
I like the announcement at the very end of the show. For NXT.
Did I miss that?
You might have.
I think I did. So take it away, Josh.
Ava, the GM of NXT, got Roxanne Perez into her office and told Roxanne that she has a championship match next week on NXT against Chelsea Green.
Ooh.
Oh, I did see that. I just forgot it was at the end of the show.
Or as Samantha Irving says, Chelsea Green.
Dude, you nailed it.
We're not going to hear that again.
I know.
That's sad.
It's very sad.
Oh, man.
I will say that this year's draft has been kind of weak.
It didn't seem like there were a lot of changes.
I would have liked to see some mix-ups. Like, I don't know. Maybe we'll get some trades. Apparently, Twitter says that there's supposed to be some trades before the roster set on Monday. So
that'd be pretty cool. Trading Daylen.
Go into effect this upcoming Monday?
Yes. I think we still have another four rounds of draft on Friday.
Oh, there's more draft?
I thought so.
Oh. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
For some reason, I think that there's more draft rounds on Friday. Maybe I'm wrong. But
I can't.
I mean, there's a lot. I feel like there's a lot of names that we haven't seen drafted. Not like,
yeah, like Jimmy Uso.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know he's hurt, but like, so is Seth.
Yeah. And I can't think of another name off the top of my head. But I thought it was a weird choice to have the champions stay where they are.
Yeah. Apparently on WWE.com in the free agents section, Logan Paul's listed as a free agent.
Oh.
I think that the champions should have been like protected to where like no one brand could hold more than one of the world titles for each gender and one of the tag champions, but they still could have been drafted. Like,
yeah,
you could have I don't know.
Flipping the IC belt and the US belt is something they almost always do at the draft.
Yes, so exactly.
Kind of expecting that, but.
Yeah.
And then making the new tag belts very clearly, one is red and the other has blue accents. They weren't getting drafted.
No. So, I don't know. Yeah,
but lackluster draft all around so far.
Yep.
If they wanted to mix it up, they should have had NXT get to pull main roster guys down to NXT.
That's what everyone kind of thought was going to happen.
Because, like, they just kind of show up, like, every week. Or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it'll be like an episode and be like, oh, Baron Corbin's here. And Baron Corbin's like, I want to see what these young up-and-comers got going on. And then he holds a title for, like, 2 weeks and then drops it back to the NXT guy.
Yeah.
But that did not happen. Also, drafting Final Testament to Monday Night Raw right before they were about to challenge Axiom and Frazier for the tag titles, you kind of spoiled the ending of that match at Spring Break.
That's kind of goofy.
We've already set up their next rivalry, which is nice. So, like, obviously, the Pride, they're not on the same show as the Pride anymore, which is nice.
Yeah.
Right? Or do they get
Pride got sent to SmackDown.
Okay. But it seems like they're gonna feud. At least AOP is gonna feud with Bate and Dunn.
Ooh.
So then the question is, will they get a third to be able to be like their own faction against Final Testament?
Ooh. If they got a third, that'd be crazy.
I mean, they're on Raw now, and so is Sheamus. So do they just get Sheamus again? And they're kind of. The brawling new Catch Republic or something like that?
That'd be cool. It's either Sheamus or just like randomly Mark Coffey shows up from Gallus and it's like, I'm with these guys now.
Mm-hmm. Or like, I don't know. I'm like, I think that I actually like the way that the Final Testament is trending. Like, they're not winning, but like the backstage thing they did last week where like Karrion was like, random acts of violence, and I loved his delivery. It was absolutely hilarious.
I saw, I don't know where I saw it, but it was a picture of Karrion Kross. It had like all these statistics on it. It was like 2-time NXT champion, has defeated several former world champions in matches, yeah. And then it was like fluent in English, arson, something else. And I was like, arson's not a language. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Arson is an act I commit on Fridays when I'm bored.
It's important to have hobbies, and I'm proud of you, champ.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're a gold star.
Thanks.
Now, Rick, in post, add a, like, ting, and then, like, starfall sound effect.
And then edit out this part of the convo, so that...
Yeah.
All right, cool. And cool, we're back. Thanks.
All right, time stamped. Oh, man. But, yeah, you guys want to move into the card for the... For the pay-per-view that's on at 1 in the afternoon?
Let's hey, dude, do it. I've
been itching for it.
Let's fucking go. So we've got, as of time of recording, 5 matches for this pay-per-view.
Woohoo!
Dude, that's a few too many. They gotta slow down. This is gonna be a right? long-ass event.
Do like what the Royal Rumble did. Only have 4. 2 of them were over an hour long. Because they're the Royal Rumbles.
1 p.m.? I'm going to be past my bedtime with a card this long.
God damn it. I'm at work till 5, and it feels like I'll be getting home right when the main event kicks off.
I've got it set up so I'm getting off work right when the show starts, so I only miss whatever the first match is.
Nice.
And you can't rewind on Peacock, which kind of blows.
But. Yeah. It's stupid. That does suck.
But for the 5 matches... So far, we've got a triple threat for the SmackDown Women's title. Bayley, Naomi, and Tiffany Stratton. And then we've got a tag team match. Randy Orton and Kevin Owens versus Solo Sikoa and a in-ring debuting Tama Tonga.
Ooh.
Then we have Damian Priest defending his World Heavyweight Championship against main event Jey Uso.
Yeet.
And then Cody Rhodes defending his WWE championship against AJ Styles. And finally, a women's tag title match, Kabuki Warriors, Bianca Belair, and Jade Cargill.
All right.
From what I've just said out loud, only one of these matches is like Monday Night Raw.
Wait, holy shit, you're right.
Like, well, technically, based off the draft, the women's tag title match is split.
That's true. Mm. But those belts are coming to SmackDown.
For sure. Ain't
no way Jade Cargill's losing her, like, second biggest match.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. The way that they're building it almost feels like they're setting them up to lose.
Maybe it'd be like they lose, but it's not like they get pinned. Like maybe it's, you know, no a DQ or something. Yeah. Because you don't want to have Jade get pinned. And I feel like Bianca's too big to let that happen either just yet. I don't know.
I was talking to one of the kids at work about this match. I say kid, but he's like 19, which is 10 years younger than I am. So a child.
Yeah, it fits.
Yeah. He was saying, what if Jade Cargill turns on Bianca in this match?
What? No.
Not this up. Early. Not
That's
this
what
early.
I was saying. I was thinking Bianca and Jade win the tag belts at the pay-per-view. And then a little further down the road, Jade turns on Bianca to cause them to lose the titles. Bianca eats the pin. That way Jade doesn't look weak. And that brings us into like Jade's first big solo feud.
Dang. Already pitting the black girls against each other. Hate to see it.
I don't know, man. That's just how they're writing it. I think Bianca will be Jade's first big feud.
They seem so like buddy buddy friendly though during like the press conferences. It'd be kind of.
And that's how they start it though. They start off super best buddy. You know, and then
I guess
eventually
we'll have to see.
They're like, oh. I don't need you anymore. I don't need these tag belts to be a star. And then Jade turned on her.
Mm, gotcha.
I don't know. Hire me as a writer, I guess.
Do it. Do it now.
But yeah, it's another like women's tag title booking where I don't really care at all about the current champions. Like, they don't use these belts enough.
Not at all. This, although I will say, this is like the first time it's on a main, event, like main card pay per view since like 2021.
Yeah, it's almost always on like the kickoff show.
It's always on the kickoff, or it's not even on a on the PLE. I said pay per view. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
You can kick me off the show. I'll take it. It's okay.
No, you're cool. Cancel me if you want. Cancel me if you want. I think only one person gives a crap, and that's just our producer. But yeah, it's like, if you want me to care about these titles, use them more. Also, bring back the NXT women's tag belts, or go down to NXT and defend them from time to time, like you said would happen when you made these titles.
Yeah, I feel like there's some women's tag teams in NXT. Although, actually, now that I think about it, I don't know if there, like, truly is. Like, I guess Lash and...
Jakara.
But, like, they kind of wrestle on their own more than they do together.
Yeah.
And then, like, any other time there's women's tag team action, it's because they're throwing two girls together that have are feuding with a different two girls.
Yeah, most of the women's tag division is just that. More often than not.
Yeah.
Which is shitty, because, like, you made these tag belts, established female tag teams. That's all I'm asking.
It's funny, like, I kind of think about it, and it's like, all the women's tag teams are on the main roster now for the tag titles, when they didn't need the tag titles, they needed a mid-card belt, because all the women were solo competitors. And all the women's tag teams were in NXT when they had the women's NXT tag belts.
Yes.
And now we've flipped it, and all of the women's solo competitors are in NXT, so now they need another title because they've got so much going on for one title. So now you get two, and then the women's division has a world championship, but then a tag title. So if you aren't a singles competitor good enough to push for the world title, you're fighting for the tag belts with someone that they put you with.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Natalia's free this week. Who are we sticking her with?
Yep.
Like, it was Natalia and Shotzi. Then it was Natalia and Tegan Nox. And then there was, like, Natalia and, I don't know, Hornswoggle.
Now it'll be Power Proud and Natalia and Petrovic against... Wall of Ice and Shayna Baszler.
Oh yeah, on Diet Bloodsport.
Yeah, and then okay, so like, and then here's the thing: like, Shayna and Zoe were both like in the main title scene, and now they're a tag team.
Yeah,
because there's no mid title for them to push for when both of them are world championship material, but don't fit the picture right now, but are still championship material. Shayna, so why not have a mid-card title?
Never women's champion main roster, was she?
I don't think Baszler, no, I don't think she has been.
Okay, because, like, I remember her absolutely dominating that Elimination Chamber that time and then losing to Becky, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, Shayna Baszler is great. She would be an awesome women's champion. I thought she should have won that Battle Royal when Rhea had to vacate the belt, either her or Liv Morgan.
Who, Zoe or Baszler?
Oh, Baszler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zoe Stark, she still has to, like, grow on me, I guess. I thought she was great with Trish Stratus, and then she disappeared.
Yeah.
But, all right, who do we have? What are your predictions? Winners of the women's tag title match?
I think the girls are going to win.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Folks, that's the show. We'll see you next week.
Hey, but nah. I think Bianca and Jade for sure.
I'm gonna agree with Tim. I don't think they'll have Jade Cargill lose a match this soon.
I disagree. I think that she needs to lose a match so that she's not completely invincible, and that way they can keep having them push for this.
Oh, all right.
This could be like a. I would almost call this the second match of a trilogy because, although they didn't fight for the titles of Mania, they've kind of already fought. So I think that's this true. Is two out of three, and then
maybe they'll save it for SummerSlam.
Yeah, I don't know. They had the stare down Friday last the first night of the draft, and they had a stare down, and it felt like they were setting up the Kabuki Warriors because it's like Bianca and Jade are so tough, they're unbeatable, and then I just feel like they're gonna lose.
Yeah. Huh. So, what do you think?
This guy's got some ideas.
And this is the first pay-per-view of like the summer season.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't four of the five not in the US?
Yes. Everything until SummerSlam is not in the United States.
The next one after this is King and Queen of the Ring, which is in Saudi Arabia. And it's also technically still in May. It's at the end of this month. So we're getting to this month.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's crazy. Because, like, I mean, I know the month, it's literally the first day of the month. But, like, we still have to figure out almost all of the matches for that pay-per-view.
Right. They do, like, a whole bracket and all that.
Yeah. Maybe that's why there's only five matches at Backlash.
I feel like
they really don't want to take away from. They really don't want to take away from anything.
Yeah, sorry. What'd you say, Josh? You're kind of cutting out.
I feel like they should have pushed Backlash. They should push Backlash back. Like,
right.
I feel like the just like the meaning of Backlash feels like there should be more story because like we haven't had time to adjust to anything.
Yeah.
Like the draft should be the second Raw after Mania. Or the first SmackDown after Mania. Start the draft, reset things, and then build feuds, and then have Backlash.
With these new rosters.
With the new rosters. Like, I think the reason that this Backlash feels so weird is because you couldn't build stories because they didn't know where people were going.
Yeah. Also, last year's Backlash being in Puerto Rico, they're not going to top that with this card.
Not at all. I mean, obviously, it was so good last year because Bad Bunny.
But yeah. It was like one of the first times almost ever they went to Puerto Rico. Maybe? I don't know.
I think that might be right.
Yeah. But like last year's card kind of felt lackluster. It was like Bad Bunny versus Damian Priest. Then it was Cody and Brock. There was Zelina and Rhea and Omos and Rollins. There were other matches, but like those were the four big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those matches on paper, not the best, but yeah, the energy.
I think the street fight was the main one that I was really jazzed about.
And that
about.
Ended up main eventing the show. And the energy and like intensity the audience in Puerto Rico brought made that card good.
Yeah, it was wild.
I don't think the people in France are going to be able to compare.
Damn, Sam really said, yo, French people, you guys are soft.
Smoke your long cigarettes, eat your long bread.
And I'm going to spell it out for you. S-A-W-F-T.
Soft. Oh, man. My dad still quotes that too, but he spells it wrong every time.
Y'all so cute.
S-W-A-F-T. Swaft.
Swaft.
Yeah, I don't know. I could be proven wrong. I think a lot of these PLEs haven't had the best cards, but I've been proven wrong with how much I've enjoyed them. So maybe Backlash will do the same. I just think it suffers from having to follow that insane Puerto Rico crowd.
I would agree.
So next match, we should probably talk about. Let's keep it on the women's side of the card.
Mm-hmm.
Triple threat, Bayley, Naomi, and Tiffany Stratton.
Hell yeah. Is this Tiffany's second like main event? Or not main event, main roster pay-per-view? Because she was in a...
Yeah.
Elimination
Chamber.
She was
in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, that's right. This will be her third.
It'll be her third.
Good for her.
Dude, it's always tiffy time in this house.
It's always.
I already got my shirt like ironed and ready for Saturday.
Sam loves ironing his Tiffany Stratton shirt.
Dude, I'm watching it alone after the fact, but I'm still going to wear my Tiffany Stratton shirt.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
I think my, actually, you know what, now that I think about it, I think my shirts that I ordered after Night 2 of Mania are supposed to come in tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Ooh-hoo.
My Bailey and my Cody shirt, so I think I'll wear my shirt for the show.
Nice. Did you get the tie-dye one?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Swaggy!
My dad's been proudly wearing his Rhea Ripley WrestleMania shirt I got him, and then she vacated the belt, like, the next night.
Man, that sucks.
He likes it, though. He's like, oh, it doesn't say mommy, though. He's like, this was the only one in your size. You're welcome. I was like, also, I don't think mom would let either of us be around her if we both had shirts that said mommy's always on top. But anyway. I don't think Bailey's title reign is in any danger of ending at this show.
Yeah, I'd like to think so as well.
But
it doesn't feel like a reign that needs to end. Like, she hasn't done enough with it to where it's like significant for her enough for her to drop it so soon.
You could say any title.
I'm all for
on this show.
I'm all for dropping titles quicker because I feel like people, like, you should spread the wealth. Like, everyone should have a chance to be champion. Mm-hmm. And you could tell a story in a short amount of time. Like, we'll get there, but, like, I think that we could see a title change for the show. But, like, this is not one that was set up to where, like, she could lose it already.
You're saying one of the world titles could change hands on this card? Or are you talking about the
maybe
tag belts?
I might be talking about the world titles.
Oh.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Oh, my.
I just, like, Bayley losing it now. Obviously, yes, I want Tiffany to win because it's freaking Tiffany Stratton. She's, like, she's the future.
Yeah.
It's been decided. Great. She's phenomenal. She deserves to win the world title at some point. But it's too soon, so I don't see it happening.
Yeah. Oh, I saw a TikTok clip of her. I think she was on Chris Van Vliet. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah. Yes.
He was asking her if her finisher, the prettiest moonsault ever, the PME, was like a tribute to Christopher Daniels, who utilizes the best moonsault ever, the BME. And she was like, yeah, it's a little tribute to Chris, but it's got my cute little Tiffy twist on it. Oh, my God. I'm in love. Oh, man. Like, Bailey's probably retaining at this show, but as a Tiffany fan, I 100% am like, oh, my God, Tiffany, please win.
I'm rooting for Bailey for this one, gotta say.
Okay.
And also, yeah. triple threats are always a fun time, so
yeah,
I feel like it'll be good.
Hopefully we abuse the fact that there's no disqualifications. I want to see some tables.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to see some kind of crazy, like, French thing happen, like a French weapon.
Like a guillotine?
Yeah.
I want a man dressed as Napoleon to come out and wreak havoc.
I want Tiffany to grab a pair of, like, leather gloves and slap someone across the face with them, and then that starts the match.
Yeah, oh my God.
I want them to build a mini replica of the Bastille, and then Bailey is inside of it, and then they have to storm it to get to her.
Oh, yeah, I want just a huge production of Les Miserables to break out.
Do you hear the people saying?
Singing the song of Tiffany winning. Oh, gosh. I think we're making this pay-per-view more fun than it's going to be.
Yeah. Hey, I love that.
All right, so predictions for this match. Tim, start us off.
I'm going Bailey.
Josh.
Bailey.
Me, Bailey. Realistically, I think Bailey will win, but in my heart, I'm still rooting for Tiffany.
Same here.
Okay, so we're all putting $10,000 on Bailey. Is that what I'm hearing?
Bro, if you got $10,000, yeah.
Now you're going to go make me look at the odds.
No, not DraftKings, Sportbook.
I still find it so funny that you can just, like gamble on this.
Yeah.
What if, like, the writers saw all the bets people were putting, like, Bailey's going to win, and then, like, literally last second, they changed it that, like, Naomi got the belt.
Right, like, how?
Give us your money.
I don't understand how this is legal.
I don't either. And every time it comes up, my mom is like, oh, I'm so, like, that's so scary. People sports betting on things? I'm like, then don't do it. If you're so scared.
And she's like, gosh.
Yeah, that checks out. I'm like, all right. What is this conversation about? Next up, let's talk about the only non-title match on this card, which is Randy Orton and Kevin Owens versus quote-unquote the Bloodline, Solo Sikoa, and Tama Tonga, who will be making his in-ring debut for the WWE.
And what a stage to do it on. A stage in France.
In France. Bonjour, je m'appelle Tama Tonga.
So what's kind of the saying that. What's kind of the story behind this? Like, what are Randy and Kevin doing together, going up against them?
I don't watch weekly WWE as much as I should, but from what I understand, Tama Tonga and Solo have been targeting Kevin Owens.
Ooh.
I don't really know why they targeted him in the first place, because I haven't been able to watch with work. But
I feel like I saw some clips of, like, Kevin just getting, like, beat down by Tama.
And then did Randy save him?
Randy saved him on Friday. Because what happened was, so the week previous, they beat him up. They beat up Kevin. He was all bloody. And then the first night of the draft, they pulled in and KO blindsided the two of them. And then they got broken up by security. But then all of a sudden they were in the ring, and then Solo came out, and it was a 2-on-1, and then Randy came out to save KO. So
nice.
And we're getting the RKO show on Friday.
Nice. If I wasn't getting $2 margaritas at Chili's with the boys that night, I would definitely tune in.
Chili's.
Oh, man. Yeah, my buddies reached out and were like, hey, now you're going through a rough patch. Want to get Chili's Friday night? And I was like, fuck yeah, I do. Ribs and margaritas, please.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that time we hit Chili's in the hotel room was banging.
Oh my God, hotel room Chili's. Hotel room food? Hotel room Red Robin?
Room Red Robin?
Dude, that was so good, bro.
I got that burger with the pineapple on it.
That was so good. Dude, my buffalo nuggets from Chili's, dude, that was so good.
Oh my God, the smokehouse combo, fucking nut, bro.
That came with ribs, right?
Yeah, it was ribs, sausage, chicken fingers, fries, a piece of garlic bread, and corn.
Eat these barbecue covered ribs on top of this white sheet in the mattress bed.
I'm sharing with my childhood best friend. And his brother-in-law is across the room.
Hope I don't make a mess.
Is this a wet nap or Tim's long flowing locks? I do not know. Follow-up question. Why is his hair wet?
Tim's like a wrestler. He keeps his hair wet at all time.
Yeah.
It's so cool, like, in person.
Oh, Tim, thanks.
Ring it out live on air right now. Oh my God, that was all the water coming out.
But I'm trying to grow my hair like Tim. It's so awkward right now.
You've just got to push through it. My only saving grace was that when it was in that awkward phase, we were on lockdown, so the only person who had to see it was Taylor. It's like, thank heavens.
She's married to you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's love.
It's a cool dedication right there.
Love, baby.
I've never been so happy to be the bald friend. Oh my God. I think I have the biggest beard of the three of us, and I just shaved about 6 inches off of it.
Yeah, you got a nice one, dude. Yeah, you make up in that department.
I can't grow facial hair, so kind of upsetting.
Man, Josh, I gotta send you the pic. I don't know if you've seen it, but the picture of me with just a mustache from my friend's wedding. I look like the revival from NXT had clinical depression. It was
okay.
Bad. It was. Oh man, what the hell was his name when he was in NXT? Oh god, Scott Dawson, was that it?
I think so.
Oh my god, Scott Dawson, more like not Dawson. But anyway,
good one.
Tag team match. Ugh, we're off the rails.
I kind of
predict KO, and actually, I don't know.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking maybe the Bloodline, because Solo's kind of had a pretty long losing streak, and I feel like if they want to build the Bloodline,
but at the same time, like KO is French Canadian.
Oh so, shit!
Like, and France is 50% of his home.
Yeah. In Canada is a country and France is a country, so yeah, that's hard.
That math is mathing.
Yeah. Both of your flags have red and white.
This is a toss up. Someone flip a coin.
I don't have any coins.
I don't either. No. I asked someone to do it.
I've got one. So we'll say heads, Randy Orton and Kevin Owens, tails, the Bloodline. Ready?
Yep.
Did you guys hear that?
I did.
It was heads.
Wow, Randy Orton and Taylor winning.
All right, that's my prediction.
Time to go make a prop bet.
What if, like, Fatu shows up?
You know what? I forgot to get there. I think he's going to show up. I think this is when we see him for the first time.
He's officially signed, right?
Yeah.
Allegedly, yeah.
I can't wait to see that man in the typical black hoodie. Oh,
man, how did he get past security?
Cool. Also, because Fatu signed to WWE, the past couple GCW shows where he was supposed to team up with Zilla, they did mystery partners.
Ooh.
So for the Punjabi prison match during the collective weekend, Jacob Fatu got replaced by Juicy Finau, who was in the Samoan SWAT team with Jacob Fatu and MLW. And then at the next show, Zilla Fatu teamed up with Nick Gage.
Yo.
Oh, that's kind of fire.
Yeah, I gotta look up what one it was, but they were like, oh, surprise partner for Zilla Fatu, MDK all fucking day, it's Nick Gage. And then he's got like his first solo match for them coming up. He's one-on-one with John Wayne Murdoch.
That's awesome.
I'm excited to see Zilla like in a one-on-one match, so I'm interested to watch that show. But yeah, Fatu showing up in France would be really fucking cool.
Be great.
Very cool.
Just, oh my god. You guys have watched him. He could, like, that good dude can move. He hits moonsaults and it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Cobrazy!
So, all right, what do we got next?
Of a coin flip. We've got Orton and Owens winning this one.
Yes, yep. We do.
So we got two matches left. I think we'll save the completion of the story for last, so that would make Damian Priest and main event Jey Uso the next match up for discussion.
All right, all right.
I think the build-up for this match is the one that has been put in the most work. All the way from the four-way to Fatal Four Way to determine who was going to challenge. It was fitting that Jay won. It was fitting how Jay won because, you know, former Bloodline member gets help from somebody even though he's not in the Bloodline. Kind of ironic.
Mm-hmm.
The promos with Judgment Day and then like everything happening behind the scenes with the Judgment Day. It has the most story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
it and was it on Raw Team Uso versus Team Judgment Day. I thought that match was really good to help the build.
Yeah.
It was like Jay, Andrade, and Ricochet.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like all of the other two have beef because Ricochet keeps beating JD, like all of Judgment Day. He hasn't lost to them. And then Andrade obviously turned on Dominik at
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. So yeah, it was a good match. They didn't get a lot of time, but they still did a lot of work with it. It was awesome. Yeah.
I saw someone comment, why didn't Ricochet have the speed belt with him? Like, because he technically hasn't won it yet. The episode didn't come out yet.
Right. Gotta wait.
Also, I don't know if you saw the picture of the belt, but it's ugly.
They dropped the ball with it?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
I'll have to look it
up. No, it's like the word speed through the middle of it. It looks weird. I don't know. Maybe it'll grow on me.
I like it from what I've seen.
I like it a lot.
Are they going to just contain that belt to speed, or could we maybe get a speed match on a pay-per-view, you know?
I feel like we're definitely going to get a speed match televised, not on X. But okay. It's going to be a little bit because they still want to see. Because I saw on Monday that it's now on Wednesdays and Fridays. Then maybe that's just to finish the tournament like quickly since the leaks are already out.
Mm. But
if it is always going to be on Wednesdays and Fridays on X, that would lead me to believe that maybe the Friday match is going to be live.
That'd be cool.
Oh.
Oh, also, it's Wednesday. I didn't watch the speed match today. Oops.
Oh, yeah.
I'll watch it after this.
That's a great idea.
Which would be Gargano versus Bronson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hey, I'll be right back. Give me 3 minutes.
wow, that's speedy.
Speedy. that was good.
Thank you.
Speed, I am speed. Ka-chow. Yeah, I think, I don't know. It's just very hard for me to get into this show. Like, I don't think really anything big is going to happen at it because it's, like, too new into all the title reigns except the Kabuki Warriors.
Right. Well, Josh, you were saying that you think there's going to be some title changes. What was your big one?
I think the title changes hands here. There you go. I'll throw it out there. I think in terms of, as I was saying, in terms of the things going on behind the scenes with the Judgment Day, I think that Damian losing this quickly would just, I hate to see the Judgment Day go. I don't think the Judgment Day is going to go away completely. I think that we're going to see a newer Judgment Day. Like we're going to get different people.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, some people are going to split out, some people, but like, I almost could see us having, with what's going on in the background with like Liv and Dominik, I could almost see us have two Judgment Days.
Ooh.
Which would be kind of funny.
Judgment Week.
Ooh. Judgment Evening.
But it's like Damian thinks he's the leader, now he loses, so how can he be the leader if the leader loses?
Right. And so he's caught with heel factions.
So, like, I feel like telling the story that way it would be cool. And then, obviously, Drew and Punk is a feud, but I think Drew's going to get the title somehow. And I think if Jay wins, that just sets up for Drew to fight Jay at Clash of the Castle to win the title there.
I like your logic.
So then
when is Clash at the Castle?
What's up?
When is Clash at the Castle?
June.
So you're saying Jey Uso wins the belt in May, holds it till June?
Yes.
And then it goes to Drew, who holds it till August?
Yes.
And loses it to Punk.
Yeah. I mean, Damian's had basically a month, and he's done a really good job telling the story. He's been a good champion. But I feel like because of the way he won it, it feels like it's a filler. I feel like it's okay for him to lose it this early because he's done what he was supposed to do.
He's a transitional champ.
Exactly. And he's and he's done a phenomenal job. And he, I truthfully, the way that he wrestled the weeks coming into Mania, he deserved it. And in, like, his tag match and all that, like, he deserved it. He 100% deserved to be world champion. He 100% deserves to be world champion again. But in terms of the longer storytelling, I think he should lose. I think Jay should win. I think Jay should get his moment. I mean, obviously, it would suck. It sucks that it's in France, but I think Jay should get his moment, and then hold it for a month and a half, lose it to Drew, and then Punk and Drew at SummerSlam. Mm.
Okay.
That Josh, you sold me. I'm on board.
And then the Judgment Day could be titleless, basically, until Rhea comes back. And then we could, like, see, like, Liv and Dom kind of, like, split off, maybe pick up another member. And then it's Damian, Finn, and JD until Rhea comes back.
Judgment Day Junior.
Little judgies.
Little judgies. I like that.
So...
Hi, we're the little judges, and we're going to rough you up. I'm going to give the win to Damian here. I like him a lot, and I think he deserves a long run with the title.
All right.
Long-ish, but not like, not, oh my God, it's year two of Damian's reign, you know? Longer than a month, at least.
Yeah.
Tim, who you got?
I like Josh's logic. I'll go with Jay. I'll join his little crew over there, rooting for a new title.
Yeah. You guys ever watch I Think You Should Leave?
Oh, hell yeah.
I was going to make a quote, and then I was like, wait, if I just say this out loud, everyone's going to look at me like I'm unhinged, even though you can't see me right now. Tim, if Damian Priest wins and Jey Uso loses, you have to kiss your mother-in-law. You lose.
Wait a minute. That's my mom. Hold on.
Sam, what are you putting forth into this world?
Just some unhinged shit. Some little goblin stuff.
Going goblin mode.
That's me. Goblin mode.
Wee wee.
Wee wee. Mon ami. Je m'appelle Goblin.
Je m'appelle Backlash France.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Backlash Lyon, France. When I worked at Be Our Guest in Disney World, I had to introduce myself by going, Bonjour, je m'appelle Sam. Like, here's some conversational French. And I was like, what?
So what happens when someone who is fluent in French starts yapping with you?
They think I can respond. Which I can.
Smile and nod.
Pon?
No entiendo. Sir, red. Isn't that Spanish?
Konnichiwa. Oh, gosh. Kind another crazy. Unhinged moment brought to you by Gatorade Water. Oh, wait, no. Never mind.
Official sponsor of Sam and only Sam.
Hell yeah. It's unflavored water that just says Gatorade on it.
Are you sure you're not just using an old Gatorade bottle and reusing it for a water bottle?
Oh, fuck. You're right.
The amnesia's kicking in.
Gatorade plain. All right, and that brings us to what I can only assume is the main event of this card.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles.
You know what else is short, is kind of
short and quick. Don't need to talk about it. Cody's going to win.
Yeah.
Cody is 100% going to win.
This has no storyline. They have no beef. They have no quarrel with each other. AJ won a match. They had the most civil contract signing we've ever seen in our entire lives for a championship match. There ain't
no one ever went through a table.
Right. What's up with that?
They didn't throw a table. No one went through a table. They didn't curse at each other.
Nobody stabbed a pen through the other guy's hand and then wrote in blood. Nothing.
No one got whipped in the face with a chain and then signed the paper in their own blood. Like,
none of that.
Yeah.
One thing I realized, like, looking back at this card, the only one that has any sort of, like, stipulation or anything unique is the triple threat.
Yep.
Like, that's so...
It's just a match.
Everything else
like
is...
like a French Revolution match or something like that?
Yeah, what the heck?
Baguette on a pole match.
a Paris street fight match where they just throw stale bread and cheeses at each other.
Yeah, yeah, and there's like a little Eiffel Tower, like a desktop
Eiffel Tower match where you have to climb the Eiffel Tower.
No, yo. That means something different, Josh.
It's like a scaffolding match.
Yucky.
Get your mind out of there, Sam.
Why? You were thinking it.
What? No.
I can see you blushing.
No, shucks. I wonder what the odds are for Cody versus AJ. Like, if you like put any money down on Cody, are you even going to make a profit? Because I feel like everyone knows that he's going to win.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't know how gambling works or betting works to understand any of that.
Hey, I have no clue.
You put a dollar in the machine, you hit the button, and you get three bananas, and then the dollar is more. That's been gambling 101 with this sensational Sam Housen.
Or sometimes you put the dollar in the machine and then you don't get anything back and you're like, damn, next time I'm gonna get it for sure.
And all those
you repeat
people,
that process.
Yeah, and then all those people are the people who think AJ Styles is gonna win this match,
right?
Because first off, should have been LA Knight, but anyway.
It should have. It 100% should have been LA Knight. I know Cody has said that he's wanted to fight AJ, but like, I don't know. It should have been LA.
Say it, Chief. LA Knight. Yeah.
I got his shirt on, bro. Like, I don't know which. It's his game. It asked me.
He's repping the man.
I don't even have to think about it. It's LA Knight's game, maybe.
They fumbled LA Knight's ball so hard. Like, I thought he was gonna fight Logan at Mania, and then it was just like. No, he's fighting AJ Styles.
Yeah, I forgot about that match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He couldn't even have, like, I'm not going to lie. I could see LA interfering with this match.
Ooh.
He's going to look at AJ and he's going to go, I just flew around the globe because the earth ain't flat. Yeah.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
He's going to hit him with a French flag on a pole.
Yeah, I hope AJ doesn't get scared flying over to France, that they're going to take a slight detour and fall off the edge.
No, yeah, I can't believe AJ Styles is a fucking flat earther.
It's insane.
What an idiot.
It's insane.
Everybody is entitled to their own opinion, unless you're a fucking moron.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my god.
I always thought it was like a bit. Like, is he actually like all in? I feel like...
Yes!
Okay. A lot of the stuff I've seen was people just making fun of the idea of like what if he was. But that's goofy.
Sorry, sidebar. The new Chris Jericho entrance music just hit on AEW. It's very much giving Def Rebel.
Whoa.
I feel like Def Rebel, after the allegations we've seen this past week, would fit in very well with AEW.
What is the allegation? What?
Is Def Rebel a person? I thought it was just like a band.
I think it's a producer or maybe a producing group.
Are they
a guy who's like a part of it? There's a video that surfaced of him. He booked the wrong Uber category for his family. So the Uber driver refused to take his family because they had too many people and no car seats. And so he said it was unsafe. He wasn't going to take him. So then the guy, who I guess is in Def Rebel, started accusing the Uber driver of calling them Jewish.
What?
You're being racist towards them.
Huh.
Oh, my God.
So.
What?
I love it.
The contract's up at the end of the year, so expect some changes.
I love it when I make a mistake and then make it
seem like
it's everyone else's fault. But mine.
What the hell?
That's insane.
I just think they make shitty entrance songs. Are they called Deaf Rebel because they can't hear how bad their music is?
Yeah, why would you invoke like the ability to not hear things into the name of your band group that makes things that are to be heard?
Also, what are you rebelling against, Tim? What the fuck? Wait a minute. Your band music group that makes things that are to be heard.
Yeah. Is that not how you would, what else is that you not say? How you would describe a band or a music group? What the fuck? In the bluntest terms?
Designing things to be heard.
Yeah. I'm just putting it in the lowest common form factor.
That's funny. Oh my god.
But yeah, what are they rebelling against? Like, at least with like Rage, I know that they're raging against the machine. But and Def
they're
Rebel,
bowling for soup. They're yeah. bowling to earn soup.
Right. In the foos. We know that.
That's what's
fighting. Def Rebel there, I got nothing.
You know where they got the name Foo Fighters from?
It's like a UFO term, right?
It was what American fighter pilots used to describe UFOs they saw. It's either after Hiroshima, Nagasaki, or Pearl Harbor. It was one of the two. But like allegedly in the wreckage of those bombings and stuff, they saw UFOs flying around.
They're like, damn, look at those Foo Fighters.
Then, wait a minute. Is that just racist? Never mind.
And then Dave Grohl is like, damn. One day
Dave
I'm going to learn drums.
My hero.
One day I'm going to learn drums and then be in a band. And then once that band is over, I'm going to learn all the other instruments that you need. And then I'm going to make my own group and name
someday
it that.
I'm going to be your monkey branch.
What is this devolved into?
Sam and I are just going off.
we're just popping off in the chat, bro.
Chat, and with that, we bid you adieu.
Yeah, this is no longer about Backlash. We're just talking about the Foo Fighters now. Yeah.
There was so little to talk about. We had to find ways to fill it.
Right. But I feel like we covered everything. Yeah. Oh, we haven't said who we think is going to win. But we all know it's Cody. So.
Cody.
Cody.
Yeah. Looking forward to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Gonna
be
great.
I'll be at work till 5, so I'm going to watch it at a normal time.
Hell yeah, dude.
Not your weird bullshit France time.
Hey, don't talk shit about the French.
I'm sorry. I was real heated that it isn't Puerto Rico and that the card is bad.
All good.
Oh, a thing I realized I forgot to mention in Week in Wrestling. There's like 5 friggin' shows on this weekend.
Yeah, you texted us. There's a lot going on. Yeah.
Under Siege is Friday for TNA. Then there's a GCW show that same night. Saturday, you know, because we're talking about it in this episode, then there's another GCW show that same day. Then Sunday, there's a Cinco de Mayo GCW show. The World on Lucha.
There's a lot of wrestling to go around.
It's going
to
be a big weekend. And we should definitely watch at least one of those things to cover for the pod.
Yeah.
And with that, I think that's Backlash. Wee Baguette Eiffel Tower.
Monsieur.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Look forward to seeing you next time.
Appreciate you two guys chatting with you.
Bye. Enjoy your weekend in Week in Wrestling, everybody.
Yes, oh, that's yes, good. Indeed. Good. How polite are you, Josh?
So
goodbye.
Bye, everyone.